Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right. Call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
This is so interesting. The states with the most dogs, states with the least dogs. What do you think? What do you think the state is with the most dogs? And how about the state with the most cats or the least number of cats? Well, I have the answers to all of that, which I will talk to you about. Also, cats do get chronically the herpes virus. And for many cats, it's more than just annoying. I mean, they really get quite ill. And it is brought on in part, anyway, I mean, it's not completely understood, but in part by stress. What stresses out a cat? Well, sometimes we know, sometimes we don't know, but if we can lower that stress, might that help? And Dr. Mike Lappin will be here to talk about that. He is a legendary investigator in veterinary medicine, and I'm so honored always to talk with the CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, Dr. Janet Donlan. We'll be here to talk about Check Your Chip Day, as in microchip. I'm certainly a proponent of microchipping our pets. We need to do that. But what is this day all about? Why do we need a day to celebrate microchipping? All of that, and most importantly, your telephone calls. I want to talk to you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, toll-free, 866-554-7387. You have a question about your pet's behavior. I am a certified animal behavior consultant. I am here to help you. Of course, you can check out our website, which I know Janice does every single day, religiously, and that is petworldradio.net. Hey, Janice?
Yes.
Are you in the kitchen?
Yes.
Yes, it sounds like you're cooking.
Oh, no, no.
Darn it. I was hoping to come over for a meal.
Oh, some other time.
What's going on?
Well, I have a question. Can you tame feral cats? We've had several cats this winter. Our winters are very severe, and they'll come up on the sun deck, and we've been feeding them.
Mm-hmm.
And as the season goes on into spring, we don't see them as much. And now we don't see them at all. Mm-hmm. And any time that they were on our deck, we tried to, you know, be friendly to them. But if we'd open up the door, they would take off right away and
sure.
not even finish the food.
Yeah, is this a large colony?
Oh, there was about four cats that we fed during the winter.
Yeah, it might have been a family that may have simply relocated. The answer to your question is yes, you can. Boy, that's tough to do. And there are two thoughts about this. One thought is, well, let me back up one step. When they're little kittens, when they're baby little kittens, absolutely, the most humane thing you can do is to probably, once they're weaned, instantly take them in. And at that point, when they're very, very young, yes, there's no issue. At that point, they're not feral cats. They're just domestic cats, and you can work with them. And it, sometimes even then, take some patience, but it can be done easily. However, not so easily when they're adult cats. And while the answer is yes, boy, it takes a special person. And the question is it in the cat's best interest? And there are many people, and I'm one of them, that probably says no. How happy are these cats? So what you're doing is you're taking, excuse me, this wild cat, for lack of a better way of putting it, this feral cat, taking it indoors. The cat doesn't trust people at all, and saying, now over time you're going to learn to trust me. And that usually does happen. But trust and affection are two different things. So whether that cat will ultimately ever become... Now, I'm going to get the letters and say, I did it. Yes, there are people that do it, and they do it all the time. And there are some people that do it very well. And it may take 6 months, a year, or two, but eventually these cats become content and maybe even happy indoors. But then when you have visitors over, they tend not to trust those visitors at all. The other side of the coin is that where you are, wherever you are in Minnesota, the closest shelter to you has an abundance of cats, great cats available to be adopted out. So rather than taking in one of these feral cats, my advice is to trap, neuter, return when you can. You know, so what you do is you mainly trap these cats. You find a trap, neuter, return program near you, or simply a veterinarian who will spay, neuter, so the problem can't continue outside. You do exactly what you're doing, which is the right thing to do, and that is supplement the cats with food. In a place like Minnesota, they really need it, you know, because otherwise they may not survive more than one or two or three winters, depending on how cold, how snowy that winter is. And the same thing in reverse in Southern California, in Arizona, New Mexico, where it gets so incredibly hot. Sometimes these cats just don't make it. They're okay outside, and they survive. Those that survive, how long they survive, nowhere comparable to how long indoor cats live. However, in their own way, they're happy. And by supplementing them with food and doing all of that, you're making their life the best you can. You're saying, I'm not going to allow this problem, and it is a problem, to perpetuate by spay neutering these cats. And maybe what you're doing is adopting a cat or two from your local shelter. And those cats will be better for home life, and you won't have to work so hard. Now, all cats have different personalities, and some of those feral cats do pretty well inside. And sometimes you adopt a cat out from a shelter, and that cat takes months and months and months to feel comfortable. You know, it depends on the individual animal. But overall, taking a feral cat indoors, yes, it's possible. There are all kinds of tricks of the trade that I can tell you. You can find them on the internet. But still, it takes a long, long time to do. You have to be the right person to do it. And I question whether it's the right thing for that cat, especially for the world of cats, since there are so many available at shelters. So that's a very long answer, but I hope it is an answer.
Yes.
Okay. Now, it could be that you had a formerly owned cat that was either lost or its owner, for some reason, put the cat out. And people sadly do that with cats. So this cat might have been more adjusted to home life and to people. But some of these cats, they have no idea what stairs are. You know, they learn, of course. And, you know, they have no idea what to chew and not to chew, just like a little kitten would have. You know, and they learn sometimes the hard way, you know. And they're just very much afraid of people. And so if you have a cat that instantly wasn't afraid of people and seemed to understand what living in a home is all about, then probably at some point in that cat's life, that cat lived indoors. They call this a radio tease. I'm about to do this as I talk in a moment about the states with the most cats, states with the most dogs, also states with the least number of cats and least number of dogs. Well, let me give you just a taste of this. So number four on the list for the most dog owners in a state is Missouri. Why I chose four, I don't know. Number four on the list, the states with the fewest dogs, Maryland. But we will go through some of that list when we come back right here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
This is exciting to know. I know this is... You woke up this morning and you said, I need to know the states with the most dogs in America, the states with the least number of dogs. Okay, here we go. And I have the cat numbers too, so don't worry about it. Number three on the list. Where's David Letterman when you need him? Number three on the list. This is with the most dog owners per state. Kentucky. Number two, New Mexico. And number one, what do you think? The state with the most dog owners, or actually it's the percent of households with dogs. What do you think that state is? I don't know. I might have thought New York, because in New York there are so many dogs in New York City. Right? And New York City is so big. And New York is, in fact, where is New York on the list? They're not even in the top 10. So what do you think? It's Arkansas. I never would have thought that. All right, now the states with the fewest dogs per household. Number three, Minnesota. Number two, and I wouldn't have thought that. Number two, New Jersey. And the state, boy, they have problems, in the, not only budget problems, but dog problems. The state with the fewest dog owners, Illinois, tops that list. Now, how about for cats? Number three, for the most cat owners, or most households, Oregon. Number two, Maine. And the state with the most cats, the most cat-loving state, again, a surprise. It's Vermont. I don't know. I don't know what I would have guessed, but I would not have guessed Vermont. The states with the fewest cats, oh, these poor states. Number three, Rhode Island. Number two, South Carolina. North Carolina has a lot of cats. They must not like them in South Carolina. I don't know why. About 27.8%, according to this, of households have cats in South Carolina. But the state with the fewest cats? California. 28.3%. Who would have known about that? But now you do. Right here, getting the information first. You need to know, so you know, on Steve Dale's Pet World. Coming up next, a conversation with the CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association about Check Your Chip Day.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
August 15th, I believe, should be a national holiday. It is Check Your Chip Day, and we have royalty right here to talk about it. The president and CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, Dr. Janet Donlan. Check Your Chip Day, really important. It refers to microchips, and I want to talk about that a little. How important is it to you that we microchip our pets?
You know, it's absolutely essential. As a veterinarian, I know how important it is. For my own pets, I wouldn't think about not having them microchipped. What's important about this day, though, is you can get them microchipped and then not keep your data up to date. Then it doesn't do you any good if the animal disappears. So it's such a great program that AVMA and AHA are doing jointly. Reminds pet owners, get their pets microchipped, then keep that data current. So if you move, different state, whatever, you'll be covered. That's
okay.
So key.
And I want to talk about that in a little more detail. So first of all, AVMA, American Veterinary Medical Association, AHA, American Animal Hospital Association, so people know what we're talking about. So people may know what that microchip is. It looks like a little grain of rice. It's inserted by the veterinarian. Here's how I've put it. Great that you've had your pet, dogs and cats, microchip. That's a wonderful thing. But without registering with the provider, it's like having a cell phone without a cell phone number. So the pet gets lost, it's scanned, but then there's no information there.
You're exactly right.
And a surprising number of people don't know to register.
It's a false sense of security, and it's so easy to do. Keep current. We love our pets. And if you've gone to the trouble, the good trouble of getting a microchip, be sure and keep it current. It's very easy to do. Go to your veterinarian, talk to the provider. There's good ones like Home Again, which is sponsoring the program, and you'll be all set.
So for Home Again, for example, and there's several of these, but you go to homeagain.com, and should you move, so when you get the microchip, first of all, and many veterinarians will do this now because it's so simple. You just go online and your information, your street address, your email address, your phone number is in there. So if your pet is lost on a scanner, the microchip is scanned and that information comes up. So whoever finds your pet can find you. So that's one thing. But then we move. We change email addresses, we change phone numbers, right. So updating that information is exceedingly important.
That's absolutely right. And whatever you need to do to remind yourself about that, but remember August 15th, that we can do it just like we do with our fire alarms and those sorts of things. It's a good constant reminder. Once a year, think about that.
And also when you say check your chip, I want to make sure those microchips are still working. So it's exceedingly unusual, but it happens, that for whatever reason the microchip doesn't work anymore. So if you go to the veterinarian and have your veterinarian or a technician at the office just scan the pet with the scanner to make sure that the information is still coming up, that's really important. That visit is worthwhile. And you know what? If you don't need to have your pet checked, first of all, think about it. It might have been 6 months since you've last been
Absolutely.
To the veterinarian. So it might be a good idea for a checkup anyway. Maybe you need a vaccine. Maybe you don't. But if you don't, I still say go to the veterinarian with your pets as often as possible for cookies, because that way the pet associates something positive. You get that scanner, you know, just to double check to make sure the chip still works. To me, that's the right thing to do.
Oh, Steve, you're exactly right. It's nice to bring your dog or your cat into the veterinarian periodically when we're not having to do something with them. That way they're not so frightened when they do come in, and that way you're also sure that that microchip is working.
It really does work, by the way. So our problem is we live in, this is true, about a mile and a half from our veterinary clinic. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll walk there.
That's great.
And when just to walk there. I mean, you take a walk with your dogs, why not go in that direction, right? And when we get about a block away, my dogs, who do a pretty good heel by my side, are now dragging me down the street because they know they're going to get cookies when
That's
they
fantastic.
Enter that door.
That's fantastic. The ideal client. You are the ideal client. I love to hear that.
That's true. They actually drag me into the office, go right to where the cookie jar is, look up and wait. And the staff complies. They're really good at spoiling our pets. And they give them some cookies. So August 15th is the date.
Perfect. Check that chip.
Okay. For further information, avma.org or aaha.org.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you. For further information, check out the American Veterinary Medical Association website, which is avma.org. And always live by this rule. Check out my website, which is stevedale.tv. Coming up, more of your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS. Toll free, 866-554-7387.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 833.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio. Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Judy in California. Judy,
hi.
You're in Arizona. You moved.
Yeah, I did real quick.
I read my screen wrong. The wrong person, the wrong place. Well, how are you?
I don't care. I don't care where I'm from, as long as I get to talk to you.
And as long as I can help you, I don't care where you're from either. Hopefully I can. Tell me the story.
Okay, we have a year-and-a-half-old Balinese, and she's always chewed. And at first I thought it was teething, but no, it's not. And we covered cords, and she chewed through those. Mm-hmm. And then my husband put stainless steel braid on the cords, and she's trying to steal, chew through those, too.
Wow. Mm. Okay.
And she chews on, she's got a pet tree that's covered with carpet, and she chews on the corners of that.
Mm.
She's chewed her tail.
Oh, okay. All right, so... But first of all, let me explain. Balinese are relatives of the Siamese cats, for people that don't know. And there's some predisposition for what's called wool sucking in certain cats. And genetically, it includes those Asian mixes like the Siamese or the Balinese. But it can be for any cat. Wool sucking is when there's a product made of wool that the cat sucks on. Now, that may have something to do with what's going on here, or this may be a cat who just likes to chew on things. You know, some cats...
Well, she does suck on my bathrobe.
There we go. Okay. So, here's what I would do. First thing, the consistent sorts of things... let me ask you one question. When she sucks on your bathrobe, does she actually ingest, actually chew on it, or is she just sucking on it like you would a pacifier? Well, not like you would a pacifier.
Like a pacifier. Okay. She's purring and kind of kneading and stuff like, you know.
All right. So to me, that's no harm as long as you're certain she's not ingesting anything, except it's not pleasant for you to put on a wet bathrobe. So what you might do, you know, some people give these cats a plush animal for them to actually sort of suck on.
Oh.
As long as she's not actually ingesting, which is a huge if, because if that happens, we can get an obstruction, which could require surgery, which could be life-threatening to your cat. So there's, you know, so you have to be absolutely certain that this cat is just sucking on it. Now, as far as chew, and it concerns me, and I'm saying this 100 times to you, it concerns me for your cat even more because your cat does have a history of chewing. Right, on those wire cords and the cord protectors even. So what first thing I would do is make those areas that she consistently chews on, the carpeting, on the scratching post you said, as well as those cord protectors, I would make them distasteful. Spray, you can go to any pet store, a product called Bitter Apple, another one called Bitter Orange. There's a bunch of them out there. There's dozens of them that you can get.
I've tried Bitter Apple.
Okay, that does not work?
No. Well,
okay.
We tried it on our tail, mainly.
There's another one. Don't spray it on the cat. Okay, never put these products on your cat. Now, if the cat is sucking on its own tail, that's a whole different issue and a whole different discussion that I'll have in a second, okay? But these products are made for inanimate objects, and if it doesn't work, there's a product called Keep Away. It's got kind of a minty smell, and that actually people that have tried that have had good experience with it.
Okay.
Now, the other thing we want to do is give your cat something that your cat can chew on. Cat grass. You can get that from your local produce market. You can grow your own catnip. You can use catnip that you can purchase. Another thing that you can do is you could stuff. There's a product called CET.
CET?
Uh-huh. Ask your veterinarian about it. They're like little logs, and you can get a little Kong, K-O-N-G, toy for dogs, the small one, for like toy dogs, and you could put those in there. Your cat will bounce it around a little bit. Now, the CET chews are good for your cat. That's a healthy thing, actually, for your cat to chew on. It's a dental product that's made for dogs and cats. But because they're these little log things... It takes them a while to chew it, and it gives them something to chew on. Some cats just like to chew. Another possibility would be either Royal Canin, that's a pet food company, or...
On that.
Okay, so ask your veterinarian about Royal Canin or a Hill's, which is Science Diet, dental chews for dogs.
Okay.
They're like big marbles. They're big. They're not cat size. And it'll take your cat a while to chew through it. Now, ask for some samples first, because your cat may not like to eat this. Some cats do, though. And for cats, because it's dog food, really. But for some cats, it's a great thing to chew on. Again, if you put it inside a Kong toy, even better, because if they can be busy moving it about and they finally get it out of there. You follow what I'm saying? It gives your cat sort of an occupation, something else to do and to focus on, and also something to really chew on. All right? Another possibility is to get a bone for dogs, one of those solid bones that you could stuff things in, and your cat's not going to chew on the bone, I don't believe. I've never seen that happen. But you could put things inside there, like moist cat food, and your cat kind of has to go, kind of chew on it, sort of, to get it out.
Okay.
You could try rawhide. Buy rawhide for dogs, made in the USA, please. Moisten it slightly by putting it in the microwave, putting some drops of water on it. Just warm it up. Don't heat it up. We don't want to burn the rawhide, or put it out for your cat and have your cat's tongue get burnt. But then bring it out for your cat and see if your cat likes that. If not, then give it to a friend who has dogs, because the dog will like it. So does does that help a little bit? Now, one more thing. As far as the cat chewing on his tail, you need to see your veterinarian about that. It could be pain.
Yeah, we have, and she's on this Relocaine and hypoallergenic diet, which has helped some, because she used to vomit a lot, and that's kind of stopped that. I think it calmed her down a little, but, you know, she's still kind of aggressive with things like that.
Aggressive with things like what?
Well, I mean, she'll be playing along, and then she'll chew on her tail, or, you know.
But there's a reason why she's... Okay, so chewing on the cat's tail, it's coincidence that your cat just likes to chew elsewhere. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for it, and it's either an allergy or it's pain. But there's some reason for it. It's not just because. So if it's helped, great. You've chosen a wonderful diet, or your veterinarian has. But if it hasn't, there could be a behavioral component. Or an additional medical component that is being missed currently. But that has nothing to do with the cat chewing on wires, but absolutely should be addressed because something's bothering your cat.
Yeah. I thought maybe she was just emotionally upset, but...
Well, I don't know about that. About that. So, hope I helped you a bit. All right?
I did.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Let us know what happens.
Okay. Thank you,
Thank
Steve.
You. Thank you. Bye-bye. So what if a dog bites the hand that feeds the dog? What do you do? That is our email question of the week. Now, there are many ways in which you can reach me. First, you can call 866-554-PETS, and we answer the phone. We're very friendly, and you can ask me questions about your pet's behavior on the radio. But another way to reach me is via email, and that is steve@petworldradio.net. Because every week we answer an email question just like the one I am about to answer next.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Dear Steve, my chihuahua hates my boyfriend. He tried to give treats, but Stella runs away and barks. And he's afraid of all men. Probably my dog was abused. What do I do? It's from Angela in Ohio. Angela, it could be that the dog was abused, and we rescue dogs that are afraid of, and then fill in the blank, and we think that the dog was abused. And sometimes the dog was, sadly. That's the truth. Most of the time, no. Most of the time, the dog simply wasn't socialized appropriately. At an age, the dogs need to be socialized to. So at a certain age, between about, for dogs, between about approximately 8 weeks and up to 16, 18 weeks is ideally the time you want to socialize your dogs to rollerbladers and to joggers and to you fill in the blank, including men. And dogs who have had no experience with men sometimes often have no problem. But some dogs do. It's not because they're men. It's just because the dog wasn't socialized. But in part, it is because they're men, especially smaller dogs. I mean, imagine, men are bigger. They've got deeper voices that can be intimidating. And typically, we reach over to pet a dog. And if it's a small dog, it is like you walking down the street and meeting someone who is 50 feet tall, who reaches down to say hello, who may be well-meaning, but you are like, whoa, what is that all about if you've had no previous experience? And now you've got that 50-foot monster living in the house. Okay, so this guy apparently is trying to do all the right things. He's trying to feed the dog and love the dog, but that's intimidating to this dog. So here is what I suggest. If every time you saw that 50-foot monster who lives in your house, that 50-foot monster threw a $100 bill your way every time he walked by, over time, and maybe it wouldn't take all that much time, you'd say, this 50-foot monster isn't so bad. He's giving me $100 bills every time I see him. That's a good thing. Well, you could do the same thing here. Tell your boyfriend to do the same thing. Every time this dog appears, do something that is so wonderful for your dog, and that would be an amazing food treat, a really good one. So I'm talking about a manufactured food that the dog really, 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 really would like. Vitabone trainers are great because you could break them up into small pieces. So that's what, but even pieces of cheese, little pieces of hot dog, whatever it is that turns this dog on. Lunch meat, no salt, would be another really good choice. But again, keep them small. This is a chihuahua, so they have to be pea-sized pieces. But if every time he walks by, don't lean down to feed the dog. Just drop the treats near the dog and let the dog pick them up while you go on and do your thing. Eventually, the dog will be following him around the house, I can assure you. Now, how much time will that take? It could take days. It can take many weeks. It depends on the dog's fear level, and it depends how consistent he is at delivering these treats. But I want him to do some other things, too, eventually, once he begins to gain the dog's trust. One thing is to sit down on the floor and watch TV on the ground. You know, we often are in a chair, right? And then we want the dog to come to us. Or we call the dog to us. Again, intimidating for that dog. So I want you to be at the dog's level, or your boyfriend to be at the dog's level. I don't want him to call the dog to him. I want the dog to go to him because the dog wants to go to him. And at that point, he can reach out and pet the dog. But let the dog make the calls. And I will tell you, once that respect is earned, it'll feel good on both sides. You know, when that fear sort of disappears, then he can begin taking the dog for walks. That is a great way to bond. Play is a terrific way to bond. But again, a little squeaky toy, throw it across the room, but don't physically play with the dog. That's never a good idea anyway, but especially with a little dog, and most especially with a dog that is fearful. So take it slow. Do as I suggest, and I'm quite certain that things will get better. Now, what do you do with the other guys around? You know, there are other guys in your life, other men in your life, right? Beside the boyfriend. So how do you lessen the fear? Same idea. You know, so anytime they come to your house, first let's fix the boyfriend issue. That's number one. But once we do that, anytime they come to your house, again, drop little pieces of treats, hot dogs, cheese, whatever it is your dog really likes. And eventually your dog will make that association with a couple of men. And once your dog does that, your dog can generalize and say, you know, all guys aren't so bad. Email your questions to me, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next on Steve Dale's Pet World, a conversation about herpes virus in cats and how we may be able to help our cats by lowering stress and some ways to do that with Dr. Mike Lapper.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. 1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Mike Lapin is a professor at the University of Colorado School of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. Boy, that's a mouthful.
It really is, but it's also an excellent vet school, so we need a long title.
It is an excellent, extraordinary vet school. So one of the problems cats commonly have just generically upper respiratory viruses?
Oh, man, they do. It's, in fact, it's one of the big reasons that cats see vets and actually sometimes get euthanized because of the chronic recurrent respiratory disease. Lots of different viruses and bacteria are associated with that one.
It's this bucket that we call that, but you could tease out some things, can't you?
Yeah, I think if we looked at the most common ones, if you'd look, and there have been many, many studies around the world, feline herpes virus, which is very closely related to human herpes simplex, the one that causes cold sores, that's by far the most common. And in fact, if you are living in a shelter or other crowded cat environments, by about day 28, hanging around with a bunch of other cats, 93% of cats will now be herpes infected.
Really?
Yeah, it's really amazing.
So is that true in people, by the way, that herpes virus is stress-related in people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cats and people both. And in fact, if you think about if you were stressed out studying for an exam or something, you might not have had a cold sore since you were a kid, and all of a sudden you get a small cold sore. So that definitely happens in the cat as well, stress of waking up causing illness. Because herpes simplex and herpes in the cat usually don't cause any clinical signs, but if you get stressed, it may wake up.
So what does help these cats?
Yeah, that's a great question, Steve. There are many different things, and thankfully now we know one of the human antivirals, the one called famciclovir. That one is very safe for cats, and if they're really, really sick, that would be the one the veterinarian would probably prescribe. But most of them aren't sick enough to require an antiviral drug. We can actually do some milder things like stress relief.
And does that matter? In fact, there's a study that you participated in recently that showed that, wow, it might matter.
Oh, boy, it's very clear. Just a stepwise group of studies, one that we did a couple of years ago, just moving cats that had upper respiratory infections thought to be herpes that were persisting longer than normal, weren't responding to antibiotics for the bacterial causes, just getting those cats into a less crowded room, lessens stress, presumably, and let their respiratory infections actually kind of decrease their clinical signs back to being normal.
You mean a less crowded room at a shelter?
Yes, within the shelter itself, or if you can move them into foster. In fact, now I actually strongly support taking URI cats, the upper respiratory infection cats.
They're the first ones to go into foster homes.
Yeah, instead of keeping them in your medical unit where there's a lot more stress, a lot more animals, get them to a less crowded environment.
Now, there are some other things that can be done to reduce stress as well in cats.
Yeah, so gosh, just a lot of stress-associated diseases in cats. So having more litter boxes than you have cats, letting your cats get away from your dogs if you happen to have a shared environment like our house with four cats and four dogs. Our cats can escape into their cat house.
So something that does work to lower anxiety in a lot of different ways in cats is an analog of a pheromone.
Oh, yeah, the pheromone stuff is really fascinating. You know, the facial pheromones are the ones that we've studied that has been produced by Ceva and then marketed in several different types of markets. That particular pheromone we just showed in a stress model that we could lessen recurrent illness due to herpes by using this facial pheromone that led to more relaxation. And so we presumably then less stress.
So every shelter should be spraying feel-away everywhere. But aside from that, stress happens in homes. So you're adding another cat to the home. There are lots of things. Uncle Joe comes to visit for 2 weeks, and you've heard about Uncle Joe. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
So there are lots of things that happen all the time that stress us out, but also stress our cats out.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes those things can't be blocked. You're going to still have to live your life. And that's why we chose to study their feel-away diffuser, which then allows this pheromone to be in the environment. Very safe, doesn't hurt people or pets, but does lead to that increased calmness or relaxation. And I believe this study that we'll publish this year is the first to show that by lessening stress in cats, we could actually lessen a physical disease, in this case, herpes virus.
Which kind of makes common sense in a way, if you think about it, because if you know herpes virus is either induced or exacerbated by stress in people and in cats, if you know that, reducing the stress then would make sense, but science is helpful to prove it.
Absolutely.
I'm a lucky guy. I've got a very good job. I get to talk to the leaders in veterinary medicine. You are certainly one of those. Dr. Mike Lappin, thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve, for letting me be part of it.
Next week, news that matters to you from the Convention of the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
BizTalk Radio.